This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, September 15th. God's word to you today is New Beginnings. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 10, verse 40, and it says, "Anyone who receives you receives me, and anyone who receives me receives the Father who sent me." The prophetic word for us in this season, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, is a new dawn has begun. Amen. Your business, your career may have been going through a rough season. You have fasted and prayed, but nothing seems to be changing. I announce to you today that the new dawn has begun in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You may have been experiencing limitations. Whatever direction you move in seems to be blocked. As you move, the angels of the Lord are going to go before you and crush every obstacle because it is the dawn of a new day. The responsibility of a new dawn is letting go of the past. As it is the dawn of a new day, you need to let the past go. People have offended you. Let it go, because God is about to beautify you. So you need to let the past go. Let it go. I acknowledge that it may be really difficult because of the pain you have been holding on to. However, the question is, do you want to stay in the past or do you want to face the future? If you choose to face the future, then you have to let go of the past. Let go of past failures. Let go of past regrets. You let God down. Let it go. You let yourself down. Let it go. You let your family down. Let it go. The house was taken from you. Let it go. God is about to give you an estate. Amen. So let go of the past. God is bringing the dawn of a new day. If you check, God gave every human being two eyes. Where did He put the eyes? In front of your head or at the back? There are creatures that have their eyes on the top of their heads. Some have their eyes round about their heads, and some do not even have eyes. But God made sure that our eyes are in front of our heads, not at the back. Do you want to know why God did that? He did that because your destiny is in front of you, not behind you. Your destiny is not in what you have lost. Your destiny is not in what has gone. Your destiny is in what is coming. Amen. God has also made sure the neck we have does not allow our heads to turn 360 degrees. It is because what lies ahead of you is more important than what is behind you. This is the dawn of a new day. I want you to be fired up and energized because God is going to do a new thing. As you let go of the past, you need to get up and move forward. When people attempt to take you back, tell them it is the dawn of a new day and I'm moving forward. I can see the multi-story building car park. I can see the church auditorium, the children's church, the teens church facilities going up. Amen. All I can see is the future because God never fails. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Father, let the new beginning, the dawn of a new day, break forth in every area of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.